You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
He planned to do to give blessing to his grandchildren and to his dear children. So now, see, he gave a very special blessing to his grandchildren. And what was the blessing? No, what type of special blessing he gave? No, he doesn't say in the Torah. Does it? He says in the Torah, the became part of Shevatim. No, he just gave him bracha. What bracha he gave him?
So he's going to be my children.
What type of bracha? And give you a report card. What bracha he gave him? No, but that's not a... Well, it says that the angel that saved me, you know, will do the same thing to you. He told them that the blessing that you're going to have, Vidgu Larov Begere Varitz. He gave him the blessing of the fish, right? So what's so special about, what's the special quality about the fish? Say? Right. They have their eyes open all the time. You never see them at the time of the Divrei Torah. They take a nap. It never happens. They're always right awake.
It says in the book that the fish don't have hands and don't have feet because it doesn't have to defend itself against or run away from itself.
No? Okay, we'll see. Okay, we'll see. So first thing was that the eyes are open constantly, so the negative evil eyes will not affect him. So what else about fish?
Stay kosher all the time.
Stay kosher. Cow, no? Cow is not kosher?
It could go
terrible. It's kosher, but it might
go bad.
Yeah, it might be taref. Yeah. And so that another thing about the fish is, no matter what, as long as it's kosher, it stays kosher. But chicken, rooster, no, something could go wrong. So he told them, now when you come to Los Angeles, kosher, you live kosher. They don't need to be slaughtered. What else? What else about fish? Right, so that's what we covered about Ayin Hara. What else?
They don't chase. They're not chasing.
No, we'll see. We'll see. What else? So one of the beautiful things about the quality of fish is when it rains, they jump to the surface of the water. Even though that, you know, they're surrounded with so much water, but every drop of water for them is such excitement. They don't say it's a rerun, or we heard this, you know, they leave, you don't see them, or, you know, they've taken a nap. You know, every new drop, just such exciting for them. The fish? No. And it's a very interesting thing, you know, like let's say, what's your reaction? Like something falls and breaks. How do you feel? How do you respond to it? Sorry?
Oh no.
Disappointed? Like, let's say if he didn't have that, would it break?
No.
So now if you have it, so that means, if it breaks, that means you had something.
Yeah.
Doesn't that make you happy? So if he didn't have it, it would not break. So like, let's say somebody has a headache. So what's his reaction about the headache? Chazak Baruch. If he didn't have a head, would he have a headache?
No.
No. So, yeah. Doesn't that make you happy?
Yeah.
Yes,
it makes you happy.
So as a matter of fact, you know, Ken Yibu, when people go to Eretz Yisrael, there's that a shame for some achot, there's that a shame always. So now here, the bus drivers are very nice, gentle, you know, they very, you know. So I say, happened to be... Now somebody, you know, was running to catch a bus. They go like this, Adoni, this, that, you know, screaming. The bus, you know, okay, fine. He left. So the son is sitting very, very calm, very innocent. It's like nothing happened. He said, how can you do such a thing? No, you know, the bus left you. Now you ran, you know, chased after the bus. Say, you know, Baruch Hashem, an hour early for the next bus. So that's what the fish is all about. The fish, every little drop of water, even though he's inside the water, what do you want? Jumps up! Wow! You know what the excitement he has. So you see here, what a powerful blessing that Yaakov Avinu Shalom gave us. Utgul Arop, Bakitagim, every drop of blessing has to bring such a joy. So now, another quality that the fish has, what do they have? You heard.
Swims against the stream.
Beautiful. If it's kosher, that's true. If it's kosher. It says the big fish eats the
small.
That's what they're, no. Potiach diadecha masfiya. Yeah. That's what they do. So now if the big fish eats the small fish, is that a bracha? Why? I understand, but Yaakov Shon gave us this bracha. Right? So Utgularov, but big fish eats the small fish. It cannot be a bracha. It's not a bracha. Understand? So according to what Yaakov Avinu Shalom gave us the blessing, so that means the bigger you become, you have the right to eat the small fish. Huh? So what kind of bracha is this? So that's the point. Yaakov Avinu Shalom said, be careful. Utgul larov, larov. Not like the fish that chases the small fish. He says, you know, I'm a big one here. I can do whatever I want. He said, no. You have all the quality of the fish, but you have to be careful. Larob. That means you have to multiply. Chas v'shalom, you should not hurt another Yehudi. Be like a dog, but larob. You have to be like a fish, but larob. To make another Yehudi feel good, to give him a support, give him a feedback, make him happy, smile at him, say, you know, it's okay, you know. Nothing happened, you know, don't worry about it, I forgive you. That's what the larov is all about. If somebody didn't hug you good enough. Huh? Were you? So then you have to hug him back the way it should. With pleasure. So it go larov, larov, larov. That means you have to always bring such a nachat for one another. Hashem is a kerno.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.